start an argument in an empty room. You ever met someone like that? They're just a bit contentious. They fall out a little bit. There's a few smiles. A few people are looking at the people next to them. Sorry about that. But actually, for most of us, it takes more than just us to cause an argument, doesn't it? But we know that where people gather, there is often a little bit of friction, a little bit of disagreement. That is sometimes what makes family both wonderful but frustrating, isn't it? You know, you get any big family gathering together and there can be little bits of tension. Well, we're spending this time looking at how, as a church, we can be united together, even though we're all incredibly different. And we're looking at these one another's commands about the way we're to live as God's people together. We've normally been taking one, but this morning you've got bog off. Buy one, get one free. So it's two for the price of one this morning. Let me read that verse for you again. Ephesians 4, verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. I wonder, what's your instinctive reaction when someone wrongs you? When someone in the workplace takes credit for something you've done, or when someone at home makes a barbed comment, or when someone cuts you up in traffic, or when someone does anything else that irritates you and just makes you frustrated. I think for most of us, our instant reaction is to strike back, isn't it? We want revenge. For some of us, we go away and we nurse the hurt because we just can't think of what to say in the moment. So we go away and we practice it in our heads. We nurse it, we play with it. The bitterness seeps in. And the anger that someone would dare to treat me like that. Maybe we plan to get our own back in some particular way. Maybe we're masters of the little carefully orchestrated campaign of character assassination that just lets everybody know that somebody else has wronged us. Or maybe you store up the hurt. Maybe you're one of those brooders. You know, you can think, as I've said that, of things that someone said 12 years ago. And you're right ready to hurl it back in their face the next time you have an argument. All of those are natural reactions, aren't they? It's what we often see around us in our workplace. It's what you see if you listen to a diss track. If you don't know what that is, ask one of the teenagers. Or in a spat on social media. Or maybe actually as we look closer to home, we can see how we've done that. Now, Paul knows that when you get groups of people together, the opportunity for conflict multiplies. The more people you have, the more disagreements there could be, the more anger there could be, the more bitterness there could be.